And if the lay people are attached to the church in any way, they feel a certain loyalty to the church, their impulse is to show respect and honor and so forth to the priests and to the bishop. And that's right, by the way. That's right. That should be our instinct. That should be not only our instinct, but that should be our modus vivendi. However, if it's coupled with ignorance, if it's coupled with ignorance of what the church teaches, when a priest is teaching error, then you have, of course, a danger. And that's why abuse of office is such a horrible thing,
right,
in church especially. But some of the lay people, of course, will give cover to the clergy, and oftentimes ignorantly, huh?
Yeah.
And when I say ignorantly, I mean, what I'm saying is they're possibly innocent, that they don't have malice in their hearts when they do this. But this only goes to show you the duty that priests have to teach. I mean, I've heard priests teach the faithful, don't let any priest tell you this, because here is what the church actually teaches on the question.
Right.
And if some priest, St. Paul said it best when he said, if I or an angel from heaven should come and preach to you a gospel other than that which I have preached, let him be anathema. So St. Paul was no clericalist. He was an apostle and therefore a bishop, but he was no clericalist. So even if an angel from heaven were to preach something different, so in the celestial hierarchy, that's over a priest and over a bishop and over a pope even. So what St. Paul, I think, was specifically saying is don't trust somebody, whatever his office is, who preaches error. Now, unfortunately, most of the faithful, and it's sad, are not properly instructed, so they can't tell truth from error. Many of them, I think, do have itching ears, as St. Paul talked about in the last days. It'd be people with itching ears, and they want to hear the fall. Tell us, prophesy good things unto us, Father. You know, tell us what we want to hear. And I think there's a lot of that, so I don't want to let everybody off the hook. I just don't want to be indiscriminately accusing everyone of malice just because they've been improperly instructed.
But I think that this is important. Fathers Carney and Radio Replies, help me out here.
It's not Carney. It's close.
Father Carey. It's Father Carey.
Yeah, I wish I had the book in front of me because
I do. I have it somewhere.
Bigger blank than you are.
The two priests that did
Rumble and Cardi.
Rumble and Cardi, who did Radio Replies. The reason why this was so popular in Australia in the 1930s and 40s. Is because of the conversation that Brother Andre and Marie and I just had right here on the Crusade channel. It was because they found in their travels that when people had a genuine question, it might start out as snide. And they're like, well, you Catholics, you believe in, down under, you believe the Catholic Church doesn't teach where, is out of line with the way we ought to be living our lives, down under. And what Rumble and Cardi found was that if they explain what the actual teaching was to many people who were ignorant, to use it in the manner in which you used it, brother, they found reception. They didn't find rejection. Now, certainly not everybody converted, but they found that they were well received. And the people went, I didn't know that. Thank you, Father. It went back to thank you, Father. Respect for the faith, the teaching, and the apostle that was there was teaching. It went from, well, that's not what the church teaches, and the church is wrong on this and that and the other, to, no, thank you, Father.